Well, of course, it's Thursday, and Thursday we listen to Sister Helena Burns. We've been doing a look back for a little while, and we're going to continue that, looking at her continued series on prayer. In the meantime, you are listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, this is a series that Sister Helena Burns did during Lent, and we're going to look at Chapter 3 of her talk all about prayer right here on the Voice of St. Anthony.
Hey, folks. This is Sister Helena Burns from the Daughters of St. Paul in Jamaica Plain. Welcome. We're going to continue our theme of prayer, just talking about all the ways we can help ourselves to pray more, to pray better, to grow in our relationship with the Lord, which is the entire purpose of our lives. So I'm Catholic, obviously I'm a nun, but our evangelical brothers and sisters in particular will come up to us and say, do you have a relationship with the Lord? Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus? And we should all say yes. Because at least we have one on his side, right? The Lord's relationship with us is what keeps us in existence. He loved us into existence. Our creation was an act of love. And not only that, we don't have the watchmaker God who created the world, who created us and stepped back and is just left us alone and we're on our own. The Lord's love is what sustains us in existence. So we were created in love, and we are sustained in existence in love. If the Lord stopped thinking about any one of us at any moment, poof, we would cease to exist. Isn't that something? So we all have a relationship with the Lord. The question is, what am I doing on my side to grow that relationship? So if you're feeling so lost and I don't know how to pray, it's not a technique. Don't worry. It's a relationship. A relationship is not a technique, right? Because we don't use people. We're there for the people we love. We're there for our family and friends. So we want to be there for the Lord who loves us. But the Bible has this wonderful expression that the Holy Spirit prays in us. If you are a baptized Christian, if you're not, get yourself baptized. The Holy Spirit prays in us because we do not know how to pray as we ought. St. John Paul II, our wonderful Pope, the Great, John Paul the Great, let's keep calling him the Great because he is. When he used to pray, people witnessed this many times. He would groan in prayer. Sometimes he'd close his eyes, he'd be lost in prayer, and he would make sort of a groaning sound, which is the Holy Spirit praying in him, right? Now, I did a poll online not long ago, and I asked people, what is your major obstacle to prayer? What is your biggest obstacle to prayer? Got a lot of answers, about over 300 answers. And the number one was distraction. I get distracted. Number two was, I don't hear him. And we spoke at length about that before, how to hear the Lord in prayer. And number three was, I'm just not disciplined. I'm too busy, and I just don't stop and take the time to pray. The one I want to focus on is that distractions in prayer. Now, this is going to clear it up for you forever. There is no such thing as distractions in prayer. What? What do I mean by that? Of course we get distracted when we go into to do the unitasking prayer, where we're just going to go into our prayer corner in our house or our living room or our backyard or a porch or we're right in the church itself. And we say, I'm just going to focus on the Lord, and every other thought comes into our mind at that moment. This is what we do with that. We said that we bring our whole selves as we are to the Lord. We don't want to stop thinking, feeling, willing, desiring, ever, because we can't, it's almost not humanly possible. And we don't want to do that as Christians. We bring ourselves as we are to the Lord. But here's what happens. If the thought pops into my head, I forgot to feed the cat, well, jot that down. Text yourself, however you write notes to self, do it. You don't want Fluffy to starve. That's important. But you don't want to pray about that. How about this? I'm so mad at her, or I'm so depressed today. Oh, those are not distractions. Those are good things to pray about. That's fodder for prayer. Our feelings are fodder for prayer. Bring it to the Lord. Say, oh, Lord, yeah. Maybe I wasn't even realized I was feeling down today. But here I am in your presence, and I got silent and I got still, and that's what came up. Bring it to the Lord. And not only that, he's our healer, right? He's the only one that can really help us with most of our stuff. But even beyond that, when that happens, and you start to realize, boy, I'm feeling down a lot. Maybe I should talk to someone about this, you know, as well as the Lord. Maybe I should, you know, get some help on that. So the things that come up in prayer are often the things deepest in our lives that are buried. And that's a good thing. And maybe after prayer time, we can try to get some help with those things as well. So here are some other, I don't want to call them excuses, but they're real issues and problems that we have in prayer. We get uncomfortable. The pews are hard. Okay, bring a pillow. or move. Find a comfortable chair to pray in. Change positions. I don't know what to say. Don't say anything. Just be there in the Lord's presence. I'm mad at God. We'll yell at him. You know, the Jews used to wrangle with God, and they still do. They have such a familiar relationship with him. They respect him as the Lord of all. Amen. Absolutely. But they also know that he's a person. He cares about our distress. He cares about our anguish and our problems. And they just look at Fiddler on the Roof, right? That kind of wrangling with God. It's okay to do that. Moses negotiated with God. Abraham negotiated with God. We can do that. He can take it. As a personality on EWTN says, God is a big boy. He has big shoulders. He can handle it. He doesn't care, right? I don't feel like praying. Pray anyway. We cannot base our important decisions of our lives on our feelings alone. I can't sit still. I'm not somebody who sits still and silent. Fine, go for a rosary walk. Pray as you're walking. I never finish my rosary. I never finish my prayers. I fall asleep. Ask your guardian angel to finish your prayers for you. I'm too tired. It's okay if you fall asleep a little bit. The Bible says he pours out his graces on his beloved while they sleep. Our intention is what's important, right? Saint Therese used to fall asleep during her prayer time. So as you can see, there's no way to foil this. We need to pray. We need to set time aside to pray and do our best. You know, it's not, we don't get ourselves all shined up to go meet the Lord. That's not what it's about. He's with us all the time anyway. He's with us the second before we start our prayer time. But we're the ones that are trying to focus more on him during our prayer time. So anything that makes prayer sound difficult is not of God. Okay, I'm going to say that again. Anything that makes prayer sound difficult is not of God. Satan wants to just tell us that prayer is not for us, that we can't do it, we're not good at it, it's useless, I don't have the time, like the 1001 excuses, 1001 excuses. Anything that makes prayer sound difficult is not of God. We talk to God like we talk to our friends. Maybe you're somebody who keeps a diary, or you spend a lot of time alone, and well, those thoughts that you, talking to yourself, talking to God, don't talk, just talk to yourself, talk to God, all right? And God gets you. When no one else gets you, when you think everybody's mad at you, God isn't mad at you. God is not the judge. He's not the police. He's not your parents. He's not your family, your friends that are angry with you right now, and maybe even with good reason. He is there for you. Even if you say, I really messed up. I'm a terrible person. No one is 100% bad, because God made us good, and we're not stronger than God. We can't destroy the work of God. Amen. Nobody is 100% bad. We are good. God called us good, and we don't have the power to make ourselves 100% bad. So even if we're very aware of our faults and failings, it's okay. The Lord wants to help us. He wants to help us. Isaiah 1:18 says, come now and let us reason together. Our God comes down to our level and says, come now and let us reason together. God is willing to reason with us. When Jesus was on this earth, he haggled with the Pharisees. He haggled with people. And I asked a professor one time at a Catholic college, I said, why did God bother, you know, arguing? Jesus bother arguing with people who he knew had bad will and wanted to trap him. And you know what my professor said, my saintly professor said? He said, why does he talk to any of us? Why does he, you know, we're all sinners. Hello, we're all sinners. And God loves sinners. And the prayers of sinners are powerful. So when people ask me, sister, will you please pray for me? I say, yes. And they say, oh, your prayers are so special and important and God hears you. And I'm like, yes, because I'm a sinner, right? So, you know, at a certain point, you'll have this relationship with the Lord. You'll be aware of this relationship you already have with the Lord. God and I have jokes. I am complete that nobody else knows about. I'm completely honest with him because I know he sees me anyway. He knows when I'm upset. He knows when even my faith is failing a little bit. I'm falling down in faith and I don't feel like I have faith. Use the words of the Gospels. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. If you comb through the Gospels, you will see so many people who Jesus held up as models of prayer, right? The Syrophoenician woman, the Canaanite woman who wanted her daughter healed, and Jesus said, no, I'm here for the Jews only, which he didn't totally mean that. He was testing her faith because she was not a Jew. And she said, oh, yes, Lord, but even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the master's table. And he said, great is your faith. So we can put those very words in our mouths that Jesus rewarded. Jesus rewards persistence. He said, pray like that widow who kept bugging the judge, give me my rights, give me my rights, give me what I'm asking for. And the judge, he just said, I'm just going to give it to her because she's bugging me so much, right? So we can bug the Lord the same way. Not demand, bug him. Keep asking over and over with faith for what we're asking him for. So again, we have so much to say on prayer. Isn't it interesting? Even though prayer is not a technique and it's not difficult. So we'll continue this theme next time. God bless you.
Thank you, sister. And of course, Sister Helena Burns comes to us from the Daughters of St. Paul. They have a bookstore right across the street from Legacy Place in Dedham on Route 1 South. That's Route 1 South, right across from Legacy Place. You can also find them online at Pauline, P-A-U-L-I-N-E, store, all one word, paulinestore.com. In the meantime, you can find us at catholicaudiomedia.com. That's catholicaudiomedia.com. And Father Adriano Zandana will be here tomorrow continuing his series on the Ten Commandments. So until then, we will see you tomorrow. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, various ways to contact us, and if you have been touched by our program, a way to show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. It's updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com.